Searching the Future, Reviewing the Past.
Chapter 1. Shinagawa, Nagoya in 40 minutes, 40 meters beneath the ground. Reading.
At the start of 2014, the zone north of Nagoya JR Station was an enormous construction site. Three landmark buildings had been pulled down, and foundations were being laid for their replacements. These new structures are due to begin opening in 2015. Two of them will be linked by sky streets on their second and 15th floors to similar promenade decks already in place above the south side of the station, completing walkways, shopping floors, and restaurant galleries that run for hundreds of meters. Across the traffic circle in front of the station, the third building will feature a rooftop garden halfway up, offering views of this ensemble. But what excites local business people most is the part of the project that will never be visible in a sweep of the eye because it is deep underground. Intersecting at 90 degrees with the northern end of the Tokaido Shinkansen platforms, but 30 meters lower down, will be platforms for the linear Shinkansen, or to use its official name, the Central Shinkansen. As has been widely reported, this wheel-less and frictionless train is due to come into service in 2027 between Tokyo, Shinagawa, and Nagoya, covering the 286 kilometers in 40 minutes, compared with 100 minutes for the fastest Nozomi services between Tokyo Station and Nagoya. For most people, it will be an unfamiliar experience, hurtling at a top speed of 500 kilometers per hour along a route that stays 86% underground. On the way, there will be a stretch where the train surfaces to offer the reverse view of Mount Fuji from the one seen on the Tokaido route. The likely ticket price will be about 700 yen higher than for the Nozomi. The reason for relying on tunnels is partly to solve the engineering problem of crossing the Southern Alps. It also makes sense as an earthquake precaution, since underground tremors are smaller. But there is an economic side to it as well. Since 2000, Japan has a law allowing free use of underground space for public projects. Essentially, a constructor building an important piece of infrastructure does not need to buy the land for it in places where it lies more than 40 meters underground. Without this, costs for the new line would explode, making the project unviable. Tickets would cost more than users would be willing to pay. Cost balancing is vital to JR Tokai, the company planning the project. Of course, the prefectures and cities served by the line will also contribute to its costs. But in the long run, the company wants the project to pay for itself out of passengers' fares. This was also the main reason, the company explained in September 2013, why the line had to end at Nagoya in 2027. To take it as far as Osaka at that stage would mean borrowing more money than the company feels able to repay. It will only be after quite a long recovery pause of 18 years that the linear train finally makes it to Kansai in 2045. At least, that is the current thinking. In Nagoya, this view of things seems wise enough. Beginning already with the batch of new buildings around the JR station, it seems that the city can look forward to a bonanza of a 30-year advantage over its western rival, which will have only one high-speed rail link to Tokyo. Already, Nagoya and the surrounding region are looking for ways of providing smooth links from the future station to Chubu International Airport and other surrounding cities and transportation hubs. Government and business symposiums are being held on how to lift Nagoya into a role it has never quite had before in the eyes of outsiders, a fun city. More darkly, there are also people who see this as a return for the Nagoya passing insult of 1992, when the first generation of Nozomi trains ran between Tokyo and Osaka for a year, stopping at Shin Yokohama but passing Nagoya and Kyoto. It was no great surprise in December 2013 when the assembled business and government world of Osaka staged a protest conference demanding Osaka Doji Kaigyo, the simultaneous opening of the line as far as Osaka. The initial reaction from JR Tokai was simply another objection that this would result in unsustainable borrowing debts. However, the announcement of the route and station details for the western section followed remarkably soon, in January 2014, and if the pressure from Osaka continues, it may still turn out that the Nagoya Bonanza, like the Nagoya Passing, will be shorter-lived than originally expected. Older people, looking at these regional and financial tensions, may feel nostalgic for the first Shinkansen project, which moved from planning approval in 1958 to the opening of the Tokyo-Osaka line in time for the 1964 Olympics. Admittedly, things only moved so fast then because of political pushing, which hopefully now belongs to the past.
Guided summary. Fill in the blanks with the words listed below.
In 2027, the linear motor trains on the Central Shinkansen line will connect Shinagawa and Nagoya in 40 minutes. These trains will travel without wheels, shooting along on a magnetic field at a maximum operating speed of 500 kilometers per hour. Nearly 90% of the route will run underground, mainly in order to avoid land purchase expenses. Once the line reaches Nagoya, the city can expect to enjoy considerable business advantages over Osaka. People in Osaka naturally want to have the extension built as early as possible, but the constructor, JR Tokai, insists that it is financially difficult to complete this project in one push. A recovery phase will be required first, in which to pay off the initial borrowing debts.